Hey, this is Brad Biley, and you just found Insights, the most listened to podcast by recruiters and staffing owners who want to learn what's working in recruitment and digital marketing. If you're new to the show, here's what you can expect to hear. Every other week, Matt Lozar, Haley Marketing's Director of Recruitment Marketing, and I, our Director of Digital Marketing, break down what's working for staffing and recruiting firms across North America. But Insights is not a marketing show. It's a show built to help you get more job orders and more applications. And whether you stumbled upon the show or you're here on purpose, we're glad you're here. Let's get to it. What's up and welcome back to another episode of Insights, the podcast built to help you with your recruitment and digital marketing. As always, I'm joined by Haley Marketing's Director of Recruitment Marketing. He's Matt Lozar. Matt, we're giggly over there. What's up, buddy? How you feeling?
We're happy. I don't know why. March? This is still March.
It is March.
Probably dropping, I think, No Fool on April 1st. So no jokes here. We'll save those for next time. But just happy
just a
to...
couple fools, am I right, though?
Just a couple fools recording a podcast. But happy to be here.
Matt, I'm in a pickle, man. And I know we usually bring some witty banter to the show opener, but I'm going to give you a situation that I'm in. I ordered some clothes from Bylt the other day. So BYLT. It's like a Bird Dogs, a Lululemon kind of direct to consumer. Matt, it was super easy to buy. Guess how long it's taking for this product to show up at my door?
I'm guessing it's not there yet.
12 days, dude. 12 days to ship from California to my measly house in Buffalo, New York.
Is this 2014? Like what's going on here?
Dude, I filled out a complaint. They told me I couldn't do anything about it for two more days. And then I woke up this morning at time of recording that they should be here today. I don't understand, man. And I know it's not their fault. It's the U.S. postal system's fault. But what is going on here, man?
That's super interesting. I would love to know, and we won't go down this road, the marketer in me is like, I wonder how that's affecting them. Because did you know that when you hit the button to buy?
When I clicked buy, I assumed they'd be here fast. And I'm not going to talk about the cost of these shirts, man. But they are not they're not Target pricing. They're expensive.
That's interesting. That's probably not going to help them in the long run.
No.
I don't think you meant to put them on blast. You're just sharing witty banter here.
Well, we talk about reducing friction how often on this show, right? And the friction to buy was super easy. First off, I get another Facebook ad from them every other scroll. Mm. But to actually get the product, man, 12 days. I could have walked to California and picked them up by then.
So then the question would be... You're like Forrest Gump. new customer, easy friction, but then returning customer, you'd be like, ooh, if I need something quicker, that's in the back of your mind. So super interesting marketing kind of case study. I was not expecting 12 days when you told me shipping.
And we've talked about that before. We've talked about the supplements that I use for the gym. I don't buy them directly from the brand. I'll get them on Amazon. Because if I order on Amazon, they'll show up tomorrow. If I order from the brand, they take over a week. That's absurd. We need to be better there. And I guess it's the postal system, right? It's not them, but my stars, man, they're losing out on money because of the partners that they work with. So there's probably a take there somewhere for another day.
Mm-hmm.
Matt, we got a guest on the show today. And Alicia, sorry to keep you waiting in the background here while me and Matt, first off, make terrible dad jokes about April Fool's Day. And then worse, talk about my problems and not getting my t-shirts in time, which is a huge first world problem. But Alicia, great to have you back on the show. Our first repeat guest on Insights.
Wow, I'm so honored. Thanks, guys. And this is coming full circle because I think the last time I was here, we talked about pants. So now we're just moving on to shirts. So par for the course.
Matt, we need better openers, buddy. If all we talk about are our clothes and lack thereof, because we are not very fashionable people if we're going to be honest with each other.
Just wait till the lawn season, Alicia, and we'll get everything you need under the sun about lawn care.
Yeah. Well, friends, she is the director of brand and content marketing for Appcast. And Appcast just released their 2024 recruitment marketing benchmark report. I want to bring Alicia back to get a little bit of additional context into the report. Alicia, for new friends of the show or individuals who maybe haven't seen the report or haven't heard of Appcast, give us the high level, who you are, what you do, and kind of just brief everybody on that side of things.
Yeah, for sure. So first about Appcast, we have our roots in programmatic job advertising, as you guys well know. We're celebrating our 10th anniversary this year. Very exciting. And last year, sort of big news for us, and hopefully some of your listeners heard the news as well, but we acquired Baird Advertising, which means we can help employers in a whole lot more ways. So it's not just about optimizing job board spend, but we can help them at any stage of engaging candidates in the funnel. And then the Benchmark Report, which is one of my super amazing favorite things at Appcast, candidly. We just released the 8th edition. So we've basically, this is like, we aggregate all of the data running through what we call the pipes. And so we looked at a full year data, the full scope of 2023, clicks and applies from over 1,300 employers, and pull out trends. And so we have some kind of standard cuts that we look at each year. And some years we kind of delve into some new stuff. This year was pretty standard. And I will mention too, today marks the launch of the second edition of our UK version. So that's out, hot off the press.
Excellent. Y'all are doing big things, Matt. I know you work with the Appcast team quite a bit, right?
We do. Been a partner with Haley Marketing for a number of years. Use their software to manage job spend on our side. And it's been awesome relationship to work with them, which I think probably the best software in the industry for this. And it's been super beneficial for both sides to have that relationship. And it's been very interesting to see the evolution into Recruitonomics, which I think Alicia really talked about last year on the show, which talked about recruiting and economics and the whole thing. And the economy's been very interesting the last definitely 12 months, you know, since the pandemic, but even the last 12 months, it's just been so confusing almost. And that's why hopefully we can dig in a little deeper here with this Benchmark Report and try to put it all together.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you brought up Recruitonomics as well, because that really, that has roots for us in the pandemic. We just found there was such an appetite from employers to kind of understand what was going on, because as you all recall, it was crazy and volatile, and things were changing sometimes daily, if not weekly. And so that's really what that initiative was born out of. And it's really become kind of part of our DNA.
So friends, for sake of insights, I think it'd be best if we maybe take a few of our key takeaways from the report. Matt, you and I maybe bounce some things back and forth. And Alicia, want to get some additional context from you. Would also love if there's anything that you found interesting or maybe shocked you from the report this year. I'll go first. So right near the beginning of the, again, 2024 Recruitment Marketing Benchmark Report from Appcast, your team says that cost per click is down about 16.7% from the year prior. And actually, let me just read a couple sentences here. So the studying of cost per click in 2023 is a sign of reduced choice for job seekers who are now required to click around more before finding the correct fit. Interesting. With cost per click down 16.7% from the year before, recruiters and talent acquisition leaders are likely enjoying more top of funnel action on their job ads. Matt, Alicia, take that where you want.
Yeah, I'll kick off. So that's really a reflection of what happened in the labor market. I'll put my best Andrew Flowers hat on, who is our lead labor economist. But essentially, the gap between supply and demand, so demand for workers, supply of jobs, is closing, which is good news, but there still remains a significant gap. And so the reason cost per click is down is because demand for workers has dipped and supply of workers is up. And so when that happens, if we all go back to Econ 101, it means prices are cheaper. And so that's really a reflection of that. And actually, like a lot of those top line metrics, you see that play out of that sort of dynamic. Matt, I don't know if you have any thoughts there.
It's interesting because at Haley Marketing, we've probably seen the opposite. And I think it gets into the pipes here because a lot of our clients and staff are in staffing. And the bigger takeaway, not bigger, one of my takeaways with this whole past year at the economy and the Benchmark Report is the economy is very, it's segmented in the job market and it's not affecting every segment equally or at the same time. Like we all heard about tech risk layoffs at probably end of 2022, beginning of 2023. And then it's rolled into other areas. But if you look in the report, you know, gig workers are, I think, as expensive or as difficult to get. And staffing's a little different from gig, but similar. And I think that's where we've actually seen challenges or just increase in cost. One, inflation. But two, I think with so many of our the clients we work with, Haley Marketing, you know, almost 100% basically are in the different or in that industry. That's where I think the challenge is with increasing costs in our industry, because that part of the labor market is expensive. And that's the biggest challenge we've seen. So I think when I saw the big report from AppCast, when I say cost per click went down, I was like, man, what are we doing wrong? And then I look into it a little more and I'm like, all right, I don't want to go head to head with Alicia because that's not what she wants. Like, she's sitting here nodding with me as we talk about this. Right. But that's where I think at Haley Marketing, we're seeing the biggest challenges. Just our segment of the, you know, labor market is hyper competitive.
Yeah, that is really a key point that you touched on, Matt, is, you know, at the end of the day, the overall trend is truly an average. And we would always say that, I think we often say, you know, there's no one labor market, and you hit it the nail on the head. We've been talking a lot lately about the idea that where the labor market is hot is in those what we call stand-up jobs. And so, as you so aptly articulated, and it's softened in the sitting down jobs. So that's reflected in the tech recession that we saw numerous headlines about, but that's really kind of where that dichotomy exists. So yeah, thanks for touching on that.
It's a really interesting way to talk about those two different types of worker and laborer. I have never heard that before, but I like that a lot. I want to talk about cost per application. So again, in the report created by the team at AppCast, again, I'll just read right from it, just to kind of preface everything. Apply rates and cost per application are directly and inversely related. With that increase in the apply rate, it follows that CPAs decreased. In 2023, that's exactly what we saw. CPA fell to $19.40, wanted to make sure I got that number right, by the end of 2023, down 29.6% from 2022. This decline is a direct result of a cooling labor market and decreased options for job seekers. Matt, no secret, we can't get orders right now. Doesn't seem like everyone's hiring, right?
Correct. And if CPC is going down and apply rates are going up and applies are going up, then cost per, that's simple. That's simple math here for us data nerds. Cost per apply is going to decrease, and hopefully cost per hire decreases. That gets in the whole quality argument as well. But it's good to see across some industries the CPAs cooling off and making it a little more easier to find. But the challenge to get those jobs is so, you know, Brad talks to dozens of clients a week where job orders in our market's a big challenge. So trying to find that middle balance, I think, is whoever can do that, it wins right now.
Yeah, for sure. And I think just to add to that, we're on a really good path right now. Things are cooling. Like, the labor market is healthy, for lack of a better word. But compared to pre-pandemic, everything is still elevated. And so it is still challenging overall.
Matt, I jump in with a question here. My biggest, like, we hear quality candidates is down, but then the labor force participation rate, right? 25 to 54 is the highest it's ever been. Like, how do we figure this out? Like, it makes my brain hurt. Like, we have more people working than ever, literally. The highest percentage, I think it's historically high, is what's in the report. All we hear every day, Brad, is if you don't hear about job boards, it's these candidates stink. I can't put them to work. They're unemployable. How do we fix
that? Like, that would make sense, right? I mean, that would make sense. If we have the highest number of people working, that means the people who are applying are people who aren't qualified for work, in theory, right? So then in that case, and Alicia, you certainly add your context from a data standpoint, but that would imply that we need to do more direct recruiting and direct sourcing than allowing people to come in and apply for the job, which I know isn't really a world that you two live in, where we're trying to drive more applications and quality applications. But if we look at direct sourcing, if all the A players are employed, well then, yeah, you're going to get some of those C and D level people applying to those opportunities. Maybe that's not the most politically correct way to say it, and I mean that respectfully, everyone, but if we have the largest number of people in the labor force actively working right now, well, who's left to apply?
Yep, that's exactly it. So yes, labor force participation historically high, but unemployment is indeed still low. And I think that's the biggest challenge there, is that even though there's still a supply and demand gap, unfortunately, the pool of workers available is not a perfect match with the jobs that we need workers in. And so that equilibrium just doesn't exist. And so you're absolutely right. You have to employ other tactics to look at those maybe more passive candidates or folks who are already enrolled. Or it could be things, you know, we're seeing a lot of increase in things like skills-based hiring. So looking more at transferable skills versus like past experiences, past education.
Are you ready to make an impact this year? Our newest ebook gives you 33 of the best ideas to drive more sales and better marketing for your staffing firm. I'm going to share a link in just a second, and from there, you can download that ebook or request a free lead generation strategy session that will give you the roadmap to more leads. Just visit haleymarketing.com/makeanimpact to get your copy today. That's haleymarketing.com/makeanimpact. All right, back to the show. One area that I thought was interesting, and I remember talking about this with last year's report as well, is clicks per job title length. And it's always interesting to me what gets people to click, right? So we talk about calls to action. We talk about getting people to take action. We talk about how that's winning the battle for attention is that first click. After that, you can have $1 million offer on the inside of an email, but if you don't get somebody to open it because of the subject line, well, then it's just sitting there, you know, wasting space, right? What was interesting here, and Matt, you actually brought this to my attention. So if you want to jump in maybe after this and add additional context, clicks per job title length, there was a peak at, call it 1 to 7 words, is about the same, right? So about 10.6 clicks per job title length if you have 1 to 7 words. Then we tail off between 8 and 11 words. We tail off even more, 12 to 16 words. But then we shoot back up if a job title has 16 plus words. So if we're not keeping it short, we need to write a sentence. Otherwise, people aren't applying. Is that what we're getting at here?
Nitty gritty job advertising is what we're getting at.
Yeah.
Brad. We are getting into the nitty gritty of it right here.
But that's what people want on Insights, right? It's tell me what to do. And it's, okay, this data is saying your job title needs to be 1 to 7 words or it's got to be over 16. If you have 8 to 15 words, you are messing up right now.
See, now we need a little more because people will do that. Right. In the report, and I'm fascinated here how the AppCast team found this when I pass back over to Alicia, but it makes sense, the 1 to 7. Like, people literally go to the job boards, type in simple terms, type in warehouse, type in nurse job, type in nursing, type in nothing, just hit enter sometimes to see what it spits out. But then the report says the 16 plus. And I think what's super interesting is the long terms are when pay rates in the title. And this is probably a direct result of salary transparency laws.
So director of content marketing in Cleveland, Ohio, 100K.
Something. Like, gotcha. However, they're getting to 16 words, which is still pretty long and whatever.
That's a direct search.
Yeah, but it's not the search. I'm still typing in registered nurse.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm clicking on that job that says 7 to 7, you know, 36 hours a week, $60 an hour, float, whatever. That's, I think, super interesting. So how did you figure that one out, Alicia?
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked, because the day that I got the first cut of the data, I was like, guys, 8 years we've been doing this report, like, what the heck is that? What is the 16-word thing? We've never seen that. And so when our amazing crew of analysts went back and looked at this, and I think this is mentioned in kind of like a footnote on that page, but that was the predominant trend. So anything beyond the 16-word bucket was really like, you know, you gave the people what they want. People want pay transparency. And so that was pretty evident. Now, that being said, I think it was 60-65% of the jobs in the sample of the study fell in that 1 to 3 word bucket. So it wasn't a weighted study. And so like the trend still, like, it is still best practice to keep it short. And this is probably where I would encourage folks to, like, yes, shorter is better, but as marketers, we always love to test and try things, right? And so you may find that something that works for you bucks this trend. But on the whole, I would say shorter is better.
Matt, what else did you gravitate towards in the report?
This is my question for you, Brad.
Sure.
Why are more people applying to jobs on desktop?
I was going to talk about my point was going to be day of the week next. Do you know why? So in I don't know the exact page of that report. So why are more people applying on desktop? Either A, the application stinks and they can't do it on their phone, but through, they can't. B, they need to sit down and think about it. They actually care about the job and they're not just submitting like a job lead as sometimes we consider it. Let me ask you this, Matt. You're director of recruitment marketing. Are you going to apply to a job on your phone?
I'm probably not, but the change,
I wouldn't.
The change between the last 12 months is what's interesting to me.
Right.
Like usually trends with mobile and desktop are pretty linear. Like they might bump a little, but like this is a pretty big jump. In 2022, it was 33% were on desktop applies. And in last year in 2023, it was almost 38%.
Yeah.
Like that's not 33 to 33.5. That's the most it's been since before the pandemic.
Yeah.
That's super interesting to me. So it could be speak to bad applications. But I wonder if it like there's gotta be something else in there because it seems more than just noise.
Yeah.
Alicia, do you know the answer before I continue?
I will never preach gospel, guys, but the way that we've thought about this is, I mean, two things. So while it has been a workers' market, it was like the heyday for a job seeker, right? In the last couple of years, it was like more pay, like you have your choice of all these jobs. You can move around and have great, great opportunities. And now with just kind of that reduced demand, you have two less options. And so it's possible, you know, people are just a little more diligent about, you know, rather than just kind of like scrolling on their mobile, they're actually like putting in the work. And the other thing is, this could also be very reflective of the whole sitting down, I almost said sitting up, standing down, standing up conversation, because, and I don't know if it's that mobile necessarily went down, but maybe that desktop went up. So that reflects some of those sitting down jobs and those workers putting in applications. Because if you look at apply rate trends by mobile in different sectors, you'll see that predominantly those sitting down jobs are done more often on desktop, which makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know, as you asked Matt about recruitment marketing jobs.
That's where I'm going to go with it. Is if you're searching for and this is just thinking out loud. If you're searching for a higher paying job, you're searching for something that's strong career growth. And you're already in sort of a good position, I think you're going to take more time to fill out the application. I think you're going to handle with more care. Alicia, some of those standing up jobs like you're alluding to where you're just kind of 50 cents more at a warehouse, you could probably go through a quick apply and get that done on your phone. That makes sense to me. So Matt, and Alicia, actually, you said it too. Maybe it's not that mobile went down. It's just that the desktop went up.
It would make sense that the sitting down jobs just... there's more people looking for work there. So they're physically just, they're doing that more. So that we got there, everyone. I'm proud of us for talking through that. That's why that we brought on Alicia.
That's why we're here. Yeah. That's why we're here.
Brad's going to keep us moving along here.
So apply by day of the week is always something that I think I'm intrigued by because it is contrary to what I would just believe, right? So if we look at apply rate by day of the week, and both of you got me to understanding this, last time we talked about this report, applies by day of week go down on the weekend. Mm-hmm. They're the lowest on the weekend. My brain is saying, well, I'm home on the weekend. That's when I would apply. That's when I would take action. But it's actually on the contrary. It's Monday is the highest because people go back to their job, realize they hate it, want to say screw you to their boss and apply to somewhere else, right? That's basically what's happening is what the data is showing me. Because it tails off from Monday, just consistently drops off through the weekend. Go back to work on Monday, and it tails back off. Matt, Alicia, is that anything new to you? I feel like you live in this world. You enlightened me on it last year.
Nothing there for me, so it's a surprise. Yep. I would love to know, digging super deep into the data, if Sunday night it peaks. Because I've always felt that like it's a Sunday scare. Exactly. Because we get this question all the time at Haley Marketing. It's, when should I send my emails out? When should I post my jobs? When should I post on social? And it's so unique to everyone. There's probably no great answer, but you'll see the trends in the data that Monday's the best and then it goes down. But I would love, and hourly data is pretty tough and it might be hard to get because data isn't a light switch. It comes through XML feeds and APIs, and it's not like Matt applies to a job at right now and it shows up on the report, you know, 2 seconds later. It all has to trickle down. But makes perfect sense to me that the sun, it ticks up on Monday for those exact reasons. And like, you know, I'm glad we got you there last year, Brad, that, you know, Friday at 5 o'clock comes, the last thing I want to do, even if I hate my job, is think about getting a different job.
Yeah, totally.
That's exactly.
Yeah, nothing new there. Sunday scaries for sure. And I think too, it's just like consistent with human behavior, because if you ever read Atomic Habits, that there's a stat in there about like most, if you're looking for like a fresh start, you're starting a new diet, you're starting a new exercise plan, it's like for some reason in our psyche, like Monday's the day. That's when we get a fresh start. So
that makes sense. You give yourself one more weekend to kind of, you know, I'll be better on Monday. Monday is when I'm going to get a salad. On Sunday for the football game, I'm getting wings. I'm going to have 6 beers. I get it. No, I understand. And that does make sense. I completely understand. Like I said, y'all got me there last year. Matt.
Exactly.
Please.
Oh, sorry, Brad. Okay. Just to add to that too. So one of the other things I think we talked about last time, and we didn't have it in this year's report, was the trend across a month. So like how clicks seem to dip off towards the end of the month, but the apply rate stays consistent. And one of the things that I found interesting is that even though the volume of applies follows that trend, so high at the beginning of the week, tapers off towards the end of the week, the apply rate holds relatively consistent throughout the week. And so you're absolutely post your jobs at the beginning of the week. But there's still a chance, like you're going to convert them, you're going to get more bang for your buck, so to speak, even throughout the week. So apply rate is consistent, whereas volume seems to be higher further in the week.
Yep. Matt, Alicia, anything else from the report that you want to share?
I want to know what we missed. That's what I want to ask Alicia. Like, see, this is probably one of her babies here, that comes out every year and doesn't speak gospel, but it's probably high on the list for something at the AppCast office for marketing team. But what we missed that kind of stood out this year that you were like, you know, I'm sure the 16 plus word count in the job title was one, but what else stood out and you were like, oh wow.
Yeah. In some ways this report was comfortably normal. And I think even in the part where we talk about the labor market, we call it beige. And realistically, I think if we're all being honest, like beige is okay after the last few years, like that's good. There were no surprises. So I think the surprises that we noted were very aligned with what I saw. The other challenge we had, and it's a good challenge to have, is that we always have this problem of like, we have so many ideas, right? We have this plethora of data and we're all a big bunch of nerds. And we want to look at so many cuts of this data. And there's a fine balance between being consistent and then looking into new things. And as you can imagine, now that AppCast is looking at more than just programmatic job advertising, we're looking at social trends, we're looking at search marketing trends. There's obviously some really neat opportunities that exist coming down the pipe to look at those. So it was like full restraint to not include all the things and have this be a 100-page report because that's just a lot. And so,
Well, Alicia, we appreciate you coming on Insights and again, talking through the 2024 Recruitment Marketing Benchmark Report from AppCast. Friends, she is Alicia Little, the Director of Brand and Content Marketing from AppCast. Alicia, if anybody wants to download the ebook or they want to get a hold of you, how can they do so?
You bet. For the report, if you go to appcast.io, so that's appcast.io, it is literally all over our homepage because it's one of our favorite things. If you want to get a hold of me, feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn or send me an email, alicia.little@appcast.io, Alicia like Patricia. and I'd love to chat with you more.
Hey, it's Brad again. Before we get to the rapid fire round, I want to tell you about Haley Marketing. Take the Stage is presented by Haley Marketing. At Haley Marketing, we make world-class marketing easy, fast, and affordable. Marketing for the staffing industry is all we do. And if you need help with your marketing stack, whether that's a staffing website, digital marketing, branded content, recruitment marketing, or marketing technology, we would love to help. You can visit HaleyMarketing.com to learn more today. All right. let's get to the rapid fire round. Thanks for coming on the show. We really appreciate it. As always, like I said, you were our second or you're our first repeat guest on Insights. I don't want to say let's book it for 2025, but we might have to at this point, right?
Totally fair. I mean, the other thing too, and I'm kind of teasing this out, is one of the things we were a little, perhaps a little lighter on this year is some of the job ad content insights. And that's because we're endeavoring to do kind of a real full update on some of those things. So looking at job descriptions and some of the text and some of the trends there. So I don't want to invite myself, but if if that comes up, I'm sure we'll have less to talk about from
the,
that as
the
well.
Door is cracked open for you. If you have good data for us, our listeners love data. Matt and I love talking data. You put out a good report, there's a good opportunity to come back on Insights and talk about it.
Yeah, thanks. Well, we appreciate, I appreciate being able being invited back, but also just appreciate you guys and Hilly Marketing. And yeah, as Matt said, we've just had a great partnership over the years. So thanks for that.
We appreciate that. She's Alicia Little. Again, you can connect with her on LinkedIn or you go to appcast.io to download the 2024 Recruitment Marketing Benchmark Report. We'll also put that in the show notes. That's our show. And thank you for listening to another episode of Insights. If you found this episode valuable, we would love to know. You can message Matt or Brad on LinkedIn to share your thoughts. If you have a question for us, well, you could tweet us at Hilly Marketing and let us know what you're thinking or email info@HileyMarketing.com. And of course, if you need a hand with your recruitment or digital marketing, we'd love to help. You reach out to info@HileyMarketing.com and be sure you tell them that Insights sent you. My podcast partner, Matt Lozar, for our guest this week, Alicia Little. I'm Brad Biley. We'll see you next time.